typically power is associated with through history is associated with knowledge. Okay, with the doctor has power over you because he's supposed to have some knowledge. He's invested with knowledge, and we have respect for that. The dentist, once you walk into his office, is going to be the boss, no matter, okay, how much you're going to read about teeth. He's a dentist. He's a professional. He will know more than you. On the other hand, when it comes to economic life, we have evidence that a cab driver knows as much as a political scientist, anyone in Washington, in what's going to happen tomorrow. So we have a four expert in the domain of socioeconomic life, and they're running the treasury, running places. So giving powers to these people is very dangerous because, of course, they're going to think that they know something. In the Black Swan, I was talking about my grandfather, who was minister, when the war started in Lebanon, and I saw there was no differential in knowledge between him and his driver, except that his driver didn't take the risks he took because he didn't think he knew that much. So the problem of risk-taking on behalf of society by people who have overconfidence is too dangerous. Yeah. People tend to fit their beliefs to the profession rather than fit their professions to their beliefs. And we know from a lot of experiments in psychology that when people's income depends on certain set of beliefs, they will endorse these sets of beliefs just for the sake of maintaining their lifestyle. So they're that class of middle class trapped into certain lifestyle maintenance. There's a lot of good things with the middle class, but the negative side effect is the fact that when you put them in power, they start misusing such power in order, okay, to further their own careers. I trust someone making a living lying down or standing up more than someone who makes a living sitting down. And another principle is never trust a man who depends on a salary unless he makes minimum wage. Of course, you can trust people who have money but don't depend on a salary. And that's from the Greeks, they used to call the banosoi, the class of people who depend on an income who can fit beliefs. Now, why is this dangerous? Well, I've noticed after the completion of the Black Swan that people could individually accept my ideas of unpredictability, forecast, and harm done by forecasting to innocent people. They can accept it. Yet they were civil servants or bankers or financiers, and their income depended on my being wrong. Individually, although they had a set of beliefs, collectively they behaved like other people, and they took strength in the behavior of others. And you can't break free of that. They have a mortgage, they have their Mercedes, they have the country house, they have the trips to Panama, to whatever, to Argentina, they have tango lessons, so they have to maintain a lifestyle, and they got trapped into it. Normally, these people would be extremely honest and probably would behave with a lot more integrity had they been cab drivers.